Let's get the view from Spain now. I'm joined on the line by José Ramón García Hernández, the Secretary for International Relations in Spain's governing People's Party. We heard an estimate there that the Spanish banks could be looking at between 40 and 70 billion euros. Where's that money going to come from, given the very high yields that are being charged the Spanish government at the moment?
Good afternoon. Delighted to talk to you. The thing is, I've been following the interview, and I completely agreed. But on one thing, we want to separate what is public from what is private. Private meaning banking system. And our public figures are doing pretty well. We make a cut of 3% of GDP on our deficit in only 6 months that we've been in office. And the only thing we don't want is to put pressure on our public debt just to finance the banking system. And what we are proposing is a unity, a European Union on the fiscal, in the fiscal way, as the Pact for Stability and Growth have already agreed on. But we need to explore new mechanisms to help the banking system to be on track again.
But doesn't that mean changing the rules? And won't there be, as we were hearing from Dr. Bloom, a great deal of reluctance by Germany, which would, in effect, be taking a stake in Spanish banks? It's a very different thing to lend money to a government than isn't it to private institutions.
No, but that's the thing, that we're never talking about the European Union, or either you take it seriously or you are talking it differently. And we want a serious European Union that can afford the three aspects that we talk very openly: fiscally, financially, and politically. A lot has been done politically, lots has been done fiscally, but we have to introduce this mechanism of this fund for deposits guarantee. That is what we've been applying prior to the crisis. We've been doing that for the last 2 years, and we think it's high time for the European Union to provide that fund where all the banking systems, when you have a common currency and you have a common market for money, they could go there to borrow money.
But this is a fault of the Spanish government, isn't it? It's a failure of yours, or previous Spanish governments rather, to regulate the banks properly. Why should German taxpayers have to foot that bill?
No, but the thing is how you build up the European Union. Obviously, there has been a mismanagement of sound banking in the whole world. It's not a problem that is something that you can make it single in Spain, or you can singularize in Spain. It's something that we've been all through the whole world through all these crises. Toxic assets merging in banking, and that's what we've been trying to do for the last 6 months. We are, as your correspondent was saying, we are making a private audit and completely out of with two firms that are independent, so that they can tell us how our assets are valued in the money and try to tackle the problem. But so it is a problem that is Spanish, but it is a problem also that is European. So as well as we buy German goods, as well as we have support Germany and France in 2000, 2001, 2002, 2003, when they were not complying with the deficit, that's the European solidarity we are now claiming for. And we don't want money for free. It's our banks that will be taking money, borrowing money that they will have to pay back.
José Ramón García Hernández, many thanks.